Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll search for tomorrow, celebrate the birthday of L. Wolfe Gilbert, hear some news, have some songs about reptiles, and fulfill a request. Exactly 55 years ago today, on September 3rd in 1951, what was to become the longest-running TV soap opera was seen for the first time as Search for Tomorrow debuted on CBS television. Search for Tomorrow took place in the mythical town of Henderson. When her husband, Keith, is killed in an automobile accident, Joanne Barron gets a job at Henderson Hospital, where she meets, falls in love with, and marries Arthur Tate. When Tate dies some years later, she marries Dr. Tony Vincenti. Her daughter, Patty, also marries a physician, Dr. Len Whiting. The show's announcer was Dwight Wiest, and organists were Chester Kingsbury and Ashley Miller. Search for Tomorrow ran until December 26, 1986. So, in our own Search for Tomorrow, we came across the following, beginning with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra. Thank you.
Smile and wait until the shining dawn. Don't go to sleep and dream your little cares away, because tomorrow is another day.
Elmer Feldkamp and Ed Kirkaby with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys. Ted Wallace, of course, a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby himself, and Tomorrow is Another Day. That was recorded August 12, 1930, by Columbia. Tomorrow is Another Day was written by Sam H. Stept and Bud Green, and aside from also being the closing line of Gone with the Wind, Al Jolson sang it not once, not twice, but three times in his 1930 picture Big Boy. Tomorrow is Another Day was preceded by the Ernest Stevens Dance Trio from an Edison Diamond disc, waxed July 29, 1922, and Tomorrow I'll Be in My Dixie Home Again. Ernest Stevens was Thomas Edison's private pianist and also played banjo and saxophone. He also recorded for Edison as Ernest Stevens Dance Orchestra and Ernest Stevens Dance Quartet. Before Ernest Stevens, we heard Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra at the Piccadilly Hotel in London in August of 1925 with In the Garden of Tomorrow, written by Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern. We began the show with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra and Take Your Tomorrow and Give Me Today, written by Andy Razaf and James C. Johnson. The vocal refrain on that October 8, 1928 Victor recording was by Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell. McAnally's rendition of Take Your Tomorrow is considerably peppier than a recording made by Bix and Frankie Trumbauer's orchestra just 3 weeks earlier. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I got a nice email from listener Len in Linden, Washington, saying that he would be more than pleased if I could play anything by Roy Johnson's Happy Pals, particularly the Happy Pal Stomp. Well, Len, not only will I play Happy Pal Stomp, but I'm going to play the band's entire recorded output, which unfortunately consists of only two sides. Roy Johnson plays drums and leads the band, which, although they recorded just this one session, had been together for a while and at one time included Jack Teagarden. Here's the Happy Pal Stomp. There we had a somewhat abbreviated set consisting of just two sides, the entire recorded output of Roy Johnson's Happy Pals from a session recorded in Richmond, Virginia on August 15, 1929. By request of listener Len, we heard Happy Pal Stomp, written by Leroy Wyke, pianist in the band, and Savoy Rhythm, co-written by Roy Johnson and Edward Trent, who played banjo in the band. We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, August 31st, marked the birth in 1886 in Odessa, Russia, of L. Wolf Gilbert, one of the most prolific lyricists of Tin Pan Alley. The L in L. Wolf Gilbert stands for Lewis. He came to the U.S. at age one and grew up in Philadelphia. His career began as a vaudeville and cafe entertainer, and he toured with John L. Sullivan and later with the Ragtime Octet, produced by Albert de Courville. In 1912, Gilbert had his first songwriting success with Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, which he co-wrote with Louis Muir. In 1915, Gilbert settled in Hollywood, California, writing for films, and he also participated in the Eddie Cantor radio show. He made many appearances on radio and TV and was one of the first songwriters to set up an independent publishing firm to promote his own catalog. In 1941, Gilbert was elected as a director of ASCAP, where he served until 1944. His chief collaborators included Louis Muir, Mabel Wayne, Abel Baer, Ben Oakland, Jay Gorney, Nat Shilkret, Richard Fall, and Anatoly Friedland. His autobiography is called Without Rhyme or Reason, and L. Wolf Gilbert died in Los Angeles, California, on July 12, 1970. Highlights from his catalog include Down Yonder, I Miss My Swiss Miss Misses Me, Ramona, Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, My Mother's Eyes, Dancing to Save My Soul, The Peanut Vendor, I'm on a Diet of Love, Green Eyes, Mama Inez, and These. Thank you.
you are mine. And though you're gone, you're still on my mind. Here, rain or shine, no one can take your place. Though it may seem strange, there is no change. Though we're apart, you are still in my heart, dear. From the start, no one can take your place. I've tried to forget we ever met, but it just can't be done. I have met someone else, still no one else means a thing, only one. It's a long, long time since you were mine. And though you're gone, you're still on my mind. Dear, rain or shine, no one can take your place.
Thank you. could amount to something, no matter where I'll be. It all depends on one thing, if you believed in me. I change my way of living, the right from wrong I'd see. If you would be forgiving, if you believed in me. Someone may tell you about me of some bygone day. You may have reason to doubt me through what they may say. In spite of all I'm blamed for, you trust me patiently. I'd reach the goal I'm aimed for if you believed in me.
Thank you.
lyricist L. Wolfe Gilbert, born August 31, 1886. We began with a Gilbert, Matty Melnick, Frank Signorelli collaboration, No One Can Take Your Place, from April 30, 1929. That was Smith Ballou with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. Next, it was Annette Hanshaw, October 19, 1929, and The Right Kind of Man, written by Gilbert with Abel Baer. Then, from August of 1929, it was the Colonial Club Orchestra, a Bob Herring unit, and If You Believed in Me. That was also a Gilbert-Baer collaboration, as was the final tune, Hello, Aloha, How Are You?, recorded by Sam Lennon's Troubadours on April 1, 1926. The vocalist there was Irving Kaufman. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Exactly 173 years ago today, on September 3, 1833, the first successful penny newspaper was published. Benjamin H. Day issued the first copy of the New York Sun, and by 1836, the Sun had the largest circulation in the country at 30,000 copies. So to commemorate the New York Sun newspaper, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about news, beginning with Esther Walker.
The other night I saw my lucky store, saw that new moon shining from afar. He was milky white, so I knew that things would be all right. Then I saw a lucky load of hay, hey, hey. That means good news must be on his way. When he's nigh, I'll cry, where have you been? Check your hat and coat and come right in. Good. You're bound to do me good. Come right here to me, good news. Good, good news. You're what I've waited for. I wasn't slated for blues. Good news is welcome, welcome, welcome to me. Bad news is hell, come to me. So, Mr. Good, good news, you're bound to do me good. Come right here to me, good news.
Break the good news that you're in love with me. Let's break the good news to all the family. Let's phone each cardinalist to make the next edition. And tell the world at last I found my one and only ambition. Let's break the good news to everyone we meet. Let's take the good news and shout it in the street. Let's break the good news, though it seems too good to be true, that you soon marry me, I'll soon marry you. We'll take a honeymoon cruise. Let's break good news, yes, yes.
Well, that's a pretty peppy tune for being called Bad News Blues. That was Ladd's Black Aces from a Jeanette Test pressing made June 22, 1923. Bad News Blues was written by Harry Axt and Benny Davis and was preceded by Fats Waller and His Rhythm with Let's Break the Good News, written by Joe Davis and Paul Deniker from April 12, 1938. We begin that news set with Esther Walker, accompanied by Rube Bloom on piano on September 27, 1927, and some good news. Esther Walker's birthday is coming up here next month, and we'll hear some more from her then. There's a movie out now having to do something with reptiles and aircraft or something like that. Not being exactly enamored of snakes, I think I'll pass on that picture, but here are Snakes on the Radio, beginning with the Cotton Pickers.
Thank you.
We began that reptilian set with the Cotton Pickers, Phil Napoleon, Miff Mull, Frank Signorelli et al., and Snake Hips from March 17, 1923. Snake Hips was followed by Snake Eyes, played there by Tiny Parham and his musicians on July 2, 1928. We finished up with Duke Ellington as the Harlem Footwarmers and Snake Hip Dance, written by Andy Razaf, Fats Waller, and Harry Brooks. That OK 78 was recorded August 2nd, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶